The early pandemic was chaos. Masks and other PPE were scarce. Cindy Rang and her daughter Brianna Motzkus own a quilting shop in Ephrata. They sprang into action and started making masks. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, they talk about how quickly things moved in the first few weeks of the pandemic.
I don't know that anybody really wants to hear any more COVID stories, but ours is somewhat unique in that Brianna and I have owned and operated a quilt shop in Ephrata, Washington, just 4 miles from Soap Lake, for the past 22 years. We started the shop when Brianna was 6 years old, and I was still working as a nurse practitioner at the time. When COVID was on the horizon, it first cropped up here in Washington State. And while we were watching everything unfold, I, having a medical background, called my friend who happened to be the medical director of Grant County, and I said, hey, so what are your thoughts about masks? And he said, well, he didn't have any thought about masks. And I said, well, I think you should, because COVID came from China, which is where we order all of those products. And I'm a little nervous because it seems as if we're going to have a supply issue pretty soon. And he said, oh, no. Basically, don't be silly. So I hung up the phone, and this was early in March. And talked to my daughter and said, gosh, I just don't know. This makes me kind of nervous. We kind of started sewing. Brianna and I put our heads together the whole time watching the news, watching to see what was happening, really starting to take it serious, because I think prior to this, it was just something that was going on in China, and really realizing that it was right here, right at literally at our back door.
The next day, I think early, my best friend, she works at a local clinic, called me and said, hey, Brianna, our PPE order just got canceled. Our 3,000 masks for our clinic are not coming. Can you hook us up with something? Then we were on. Mom and I were like, we are going to do this. We're going to figure that out.
That's
and the
right.
very next day, we had our very first...
our first prototype.
Yes, ready to go.
So we did our prototypes. We did some testing. Gave them, I think we had, what was it, Brianna? 12, I think. So we said, okay, we have the first ones. See what you think. See if you think they're breathable. Yeah. We did a couple things, and we felt like we were pretty much ready to go. And then it all of a sudden, I think within 24 hours after that, it
everybody
had, like,
figured out.
Blown up. Everybody knew no masks were coming at all. We, of course, had massive fabric. We had a ton of this product. We started sewing, and we decided we were going to need help. So we decided to make a video on how to make a mask, a medical grade mask. I explained my background. I explained about infection control, went through the whole process. We put it on our website. And the reason that we did that is because we know quilters. We know people who sew. And we thought we could get our friends to help sew. And we didn't realize it was going to be as busy as it was. So what we told everybody is that if they pulled up out front, we would run out a bag of supplies for them. We would bring out fabric, elastic, and this special lining that they needed and the pattern. And we would give them enough to make a dozen masks. And all they had to do was bring back at least one mask for us, and we would give them more. Because we told everybody, gosh, if you have, you know, kids, if you have family members, you know, whoever you need, make for your people around you, protect your people, but bring them back to us because we want to, you know, provide them locally. Most days, the line outside of our store for people collecting materials and dropping off masks was longer than the line at McDonald's, which was right across the street. So that did our heart good. We were super happy about that, and we were focused.
That was Cindy Rang and her daughter Brianna Motzkus, who own a quilting shop in Ephrata. They recorded this edition of StoryCorps Northwest in Soap Lake as part of NWPB's centennial.